Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue one last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly Stewart Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue one last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
Protecting the President of the United States is no easy task, but agents of the United States Secret Service do so without question, even if it means risking their own lives. They go to unbelievable extremes to keep the POTUS safe, but there's much more to those dark-suited, sunglass-wearing agents than meets the eye. From using high-tech hidden in plain sight to playing mind games with crowds, let's take an undercover look at some of the most insane tactics used by the Secret Service.
You're listening to Be Amazed.
The president usually travels with a small team of Secret Service agents, which leaves many people assuming that they're quite a small operation. But that couldn't be further from the truth. The handful of agents shadowing every move the president makes are just some of the 6,500 other employees in the Secret Service. Around 3,200 are special agents, some of whom make up the Presidential Protection Division, while others carry out essential missions of investigation and protection. Approximately 1,300 are uniformed division officers who secure venues and facilities for those under the protection of the Secret Service. And finally, a huge 2,000 employees are made up of technical, professional, and admin personnel. So, no matter what challenges the services faces, they've always got someone ready to take it on. Now you know that the Secret Service is duty-bound to protect the president, but they're actually authorized to protect an incredibly select list of high-ranking individuals as well. At the top of this list are the president and the vice president, who both have special agents permanently assigned to them. And this is followed by the president-elect and vice-president-elect, or any other official next in line in the order of presidential succession. Protection also extends out to the first family, former presidents, young children of former presidents, visiting heads of state, and other distinguished figureheads such as the Pope. It sounds like a super stringent list, but as it turns out, anyone can be protected by the service. It may sound strange, but the president just has to designate an executive order declaring so. This little loophole allows the president to protect anyone they consider to be of importance to the nation, even if they don't fit the service's strict eligibility criteria. So, technically, this even includes you and me. Well, before I reveal too much and end up on a Secret Service watch list, be sure that you stay in the know by following this podcast if you haven't already. I gladly put my life on the line to bring you little-known facts and undercover information that'll answer all your questions. Now let's dive back in and explore even more insane Secret Service tactics. Being part of a protective detail means following the president everywhere they go, and they really mean everywhere. They stick with them from the doctor's office to their bathroom breaks because they just can't risk the possibility of someone catching the president with their trousers down. It may sound a little too close for comfort, but when Ronald Reagan was in office dealing with prostate problems, reports suggest an agent was present for all his appointments. And I mean all. For every rectal exam and even colonoscopy, an armed agent was ready to take out the doctor if he thought, even for an instant, that he might be a threat. Seems like that poor doctor really got a bum deal. Being constantly surrounded by agents probably makes the president feel incredibly safe, although not even being able to visit the bathroom on their own must get phenomenally frustrating. But no matter how much the president might crave privacy, the Secret Service legally cannot leave them alone. According to the law set out by Homeland Security, protection of the president and vice president by the Secret Service is mandatory. So even if they ordered their dedicated protection details to leave, the agents would have to stay. All the other families, former presidents, and figureheads can decline if they don't want an escort of imposing-looking agents hovering around them. But the president can't say no. There are plenty of perks to being the president of the United States, from leading the free world to living in the White House. But one that's undeniably cool is getting to choose your own Secret Service code name. Agents present the president, vice president, and their families with a list of pre-approved terms. Each family is given a set that begins with the same letter and chooses individual code names that resonate with them personally. President Donald Trump's code name, for example, was Mogul, referring to his business empire. Melania Trump was Muse, assumingly because she always looked like she was musing over something she didn't quite understand. President Joe Biden is sticking to his 2016 vice presidency codename Celtic, embodying his Irish-American heritage. His vice president, Kamala Harris, on the other hand, opted for Pioneer, a nod to being the first black woman and Indian-American woman serving on a major party ticket. Regardless of their meaning, each codename is something that can be pronounced easily and readily so that agents can quickly refer to them when communicating over the radio. A lot of people know that the Secret Service was established way back in 1865 by the one and only President Abraham Lincoln. But their job back then wasn't to protect the president, as you can probably tell from President Lincoln's untimely demise. They were initially called the Secret Service Division of the Department of the Treasury and were responsible for tracking down counterfeiters. While they no longer belong to the Department of the Treasury, they do still have a duty to protect America's financial and payment systems from criminal exploitation. In March 2020, they announced the creation of the Cyber Fraud Task Force, a merger of their electronic and financial crime task forces. It was created in order to tackle malicious cyber activity, which is estimated to have cost the U.S. economy a staggering $109 billion in 2016 alone. It's a duty so important that in the official 2018 Homeland Defense Doctrine, the Secret Service's mission to safeguard America's financial infrastructure was put before the president's protection. I guess money really does make the rules. When it comes to financial cybercrime, how exactly is the Secret Service meant to catch some of the cleverest hackers in the world? Well, sometimes they actually hire them. At least that was the case with criminal mastermind Alberto Gonzalez. In 2008, Alberto was arrested for the theft of some 130 million credit card numbers, which was the largest retail store theft in history at the time. He was sentenced to 20 years in prison, but later claimed that he'd been working as an informant for the Secret Service the entire time. He said he'd been hired to help track down bank card thieves, which he was paid a whopping $75,000 a year to do. These payments were apparently always made in cash so they couldn't be traced back to the agency, but that was before he decided to dirty his hands with the multi-million dollar hacking scandal. As such, the Secret Service declined to comment on his case, leaving him to rot in a cell. But Alberto isn't the only criminal the agency has reportedly hired. Identity thief Brett Johnson claimed he was recruited by them in 2005 after he was arrested buying merchandise with counterfeit cashier's checks. Instead of serving time, he was paid just $350 a week to help catch other card thieves. But his public service ended 10 months later when it was discovered, like Alberto, that he'd been two-timing the service by running a fraudulent tax fraud scheme on the side. It's currently unknown just how many hustlers and criminals the agency has working for them. But if you ask me, I feel a lot safer knowing they're working for us rather than against us. Well, at least for now. Even though we're in the 21st century, not all financial felonies are committed online. Counterfeit currency is a prominent problem in the U.S., one that the Secret Service takes seriously. So seriously, in fact, that they have their own dedicated ink library with over 12,000 specific writing ink samples to combat crimes against currency. This includes pens, bottled inks, and even printer cartridges. They've been collected from all over the world, and some even date as far back as the 1920s. With so much ink at their fingertips, the agency can establish what type of ink was put to paper, allowing them to pinpoint specific ink manufacturers. This information can give them a time frame and a location for the crime. Not only that, but it can also be used to help track down the senders of threatening letters or ransom notes. So, if you ever decide to write a strongly worded letter to the White House, you should probably consider using a pencil. Making a threat, even jokingly, against a president or high-ranking official's life is never a good idea. Not just because it can land you in a whole heap of trouble, but because the Secret Service will put your life under a microscope. Using a threat assessment called protective intelligence, they evaluate the seriousness of these threats by investigating every single aspect of the aggressor's life. Depending on what they find, even joking aggressors can be warned, committed for psychiatric evaluation, or charged with a Class E felony punishable by a maximum of 5 years in prison. It's a lesson that former CEO Matt Harrington learned the hard way back in 2016. He levied a series of threats on private Facebook comments and posts explaining in detail what he was planning to do to the recently elected President Trump. But unfortunately for him, the post soon went viral, and less than a week later, two Secret Service agents came knocking on his door. He apologized profusely, explaining it was an alcohol-fueled rant that was meant to be a joke. But clearly the Secret Service hadn't seen the funny side of it. Next up, it's no secret that the president's protection detail don't wear uniforms. Instead, they don dark suits and sunglasses to help them blend into the crowd.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
Although you can often spot them sporting those iconic earpieces which are connected to their radios, allowing them to communicate with the rest of their team, but there's one overlooked detail of their attire that also serves an incredibly important purpose. Teeny, tiny lapel badges. According to USAspending.gov, since 2019, a company called Blackington & Co. have provided upwards of $6.7 million of lapel pins. Blackington also claims to be the only badge company in the world authorized to sell Smart Shield badges. These badges contain a tiny radio frequency ID transponder chip that links to an agency database. It lists all the necessary information needed to verify that the person with the badge is the one authorized to carry it. Now, usually these chips only come in identification badges, but for a staggering $6.7 million, it seems that Homeland Security has ordered a custom Smart Shield shipment of lapel pins. With this tech at their fingertips, the agency would be able to rapidly identify any imposters trying to get close to the president through their ranks. So, good luck to anyone who thinks they could infiltrate the service with nothing more than a good suit and some sunglasses. Now, the presidential motorcade is both the safest and riskiest convoy on the planet. This fleet of vehicles is basically an armored, rolling White House tasked with transporting the president from A to B in one piece. And it's the Secret Service that takes point on its travel plans. To ensure they're prepared for any eventuality, the motorcade contains around 35 separate vehicles, complete with a contingency response force, medical facilities, and even a hazardous materials unit. But at the center of it all lies the presidential limousine. This is driven almost exclusively by Secret Service agents and has built-in ballistic armoring, night vision driving systems, and a sealed cabin capable of enduring a nuclear biological chemical attack. It's all these incredible features that have earned it the incredibly apt nickname The Beast. But the Secret Service doesn't just rely on the Beast's near-impenetrable structure to keep the president safe. As they drive, agent drivers will routinely swap the position of the Beast with a nearby spare car. The spares, at a glance, look almost identical to the Beast, right down to the number plates. So anyone planning an attack has at least a 50% chance of targeting the wrong car from the outset. Those are odds that definitely aren't in the attacker's favor. In the event of an attack on the motorcade or any car under the guard of the Secret Service, agents are trained to focus on one goal: getting their protectee out of the danger zone as quickly as possible. As part of their extensive training, all of the 6,500 Secret Service agents and officers have to learn how to drive defensively. Their training takes place at a 546-yard track in Maryland and teaches them all the fundamental techniques of escaping a dangerous situation. This includes maneuvers like the J-turn, which is a 180-degree spin followed by a sudden acceleration. Because when someone's life is in danger, ain't nobody got time for U-turns. All agents must pass this 5-day intensive course, but that doesn't mean they're ready to pilot the Beast. That takes a further 5-day advanced training program called the Protective Operations Driving Course, but mastering all of these maneuvers and skills while keeping a cool head is so tricky that it has a pass rate of just 60%. I guess taming the Beast is a lot harder than it looks. Moving on, a lot of people hate crowds, but none more so than Secret Service agents. It's their job to ensure their protectees are safe at large events and rallies amid tens of thousands of people, some of which could be hostile. To protect their charges in these scenarios, the Secret Service relies on a perimeter system. The outer edge of the system works with local police, who do a preliminary check of possible threats in the area. The middle has Secret Service agents among the crowd, actively searching for weapons and relaying any pertinent information to the rest of the team. And then there's the inner perimeter, the agents around the president that form the final line of defense. To minimize threats, agents are constantly on the lookout for hands shoved in coat pockets or other signs that someone might have their hand on a weapon. But you'll never see an agent on the inner perimeter standing around with their hands in their pockets. They're often resting by their sides or gripping their lapels in an oddly uncomfortable-looking way. That's because they must be able to reach for their firearm at a moment's notice. Although holding them in weird resting positions, as seen in the cover image of this episode, has led to speculations that agents use fake hands to conceal their grip on readied weapons. Sadly, this handy theory has been debunked. The Presidential Protection Division of the service aren't just responsible for keeping the president safe, but also for keeping them alive in the event of a medical emergency. The division ensures its agents are trained in 10-minute medicine or doing everything possible to keep the president alive until they can get medical attention. When traveling, they ensure the planned route is never more than 10 minutes away from a local trauma center. But even in that short space of time, everything can go sideways. As such, the detail assigned to the motorcade always travels with bags of blood matching the president's blood type, just in case an emergency transfusion is needed. It sounds far-fetched, but it was this detailed level of training that helped save the life of President Ronald Reagan after that previously mentioned assassination attempt in 1981. Although he'd been shot, it was initially believed to be a minor injury. Suddenly, Special Agent Jerry Parr noticed frothy blood coming from Reagan's lips, a serious sign that there was blood in his lungs. The car was immediately rerouted to the hospital, where doctors quickly discovered a bullet lodged in his lung. Thanks to the agent's training, he got the attention he needed just in time and made a full recovery. As formidable as the Presidential Protection Detail is, if they ever need any additional firepower, they have a terrifying tactical unit on speed dial. But it's not the Marines or even Delta Force that come to the rescue. It's actually an elite special ops team based inside the agency itself. The Secret Service's Counter-Assault Team, or CAT for short, are a specialized unit of operatives charged with neutralizing attacks on the POTUS as quickly as possible. For this to work, they're always close to their permanent protectees, whether that's in the air or on the ground. While standard agents make sure the president's body is shielded, the CAT rapidly moves in and takes down anyone they deem to be a threat with overwhelming firepower. Though very little about their internal operations has been disclosed, it is known that at least two teams of five agents each are always present in the president's motorcade. You can often see them through the windows of their armored vehicles, clad head to toe in black, and kitted out with terrifying-looking Knights Armament SR-16 rifles. Talk about a display of force! As you can imagine, the bar for joining the Secret Service as a special agent is set incredibly high. But to make it into positions that require the highest level security clearances, wannabe agents are required to take a polygraph test, also known unnervingly as a lie detector test. It's a routine examination which measures physiological responses like heart rate, breathing patterns, and electrical activity in the skin, all of which tend to fluctuate when someone tells a lie. It's a method used by some companies to help screen personnel. But the Secret Service use it to reveal every last secret a recruit may have, no matter how embarrassing, shameful, or private they might be. This unbelievably intrusive interview technique makes it almost impossible for candidates to hide anything from the service. But as brutal as it sounds, it's for a good reason. Knowing every private detail before deciding to hire them means the agency can't be blackmailed by any hidden past or sordid secrets in the future. Although the irony of Secret Service agents not being able to keep their own secrets isn't lost on me. Even though the Secret Service are tasked with monitoring the president's every move, there are some matters of state discussed in the Oval Office that even they aren't privy to. As such, agents are always stationed outside unless instructed otherwise. But if the president closes the door, how can the Secret Service really know where he is? Well, according to interior sources, they can still monitor the president's every move thanks to a series of weight-sensitive pressure pads they've installed under the rug. This allows them to monitor any movement in any location about the office and bust in if they suspect something's wrong. Although there's a chance this might not be true, seeing how much uncovered hardwood floor is exposed around the outer edge of the Oval Office. I mean, if the president decided to stand by the window or walk around the rug, even that would prompt agents to come rushing in. And lastly, with all the power that the Secret Service has as a division, it must be tempting for Homeland Security to merge them with other departments. With unlimited access to the POTUS and other high-ranking officials, there's no limit to what some of these departments could accomplish, not to mention the protective powers it could grant to some others. Fortunately, no one, not even the president, is allowed to take advantage of the Secret Service's privileged position like this, at least not until the law is changed. As part of Section 3056, which is the law the Secret Service operates under, it's illegal to merge the United States Secret Service with any other department. So as long as there's a president in the White House, you can guarantee there will always be a dedicated Secret Service. I also have hidden buttons all over the floor of my office, but when I step on them, it just makes me podcast really good. See you next time you want to be amazed.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hi, I'm Tara Schmidt, a registered dietitian and host of On Nutrition, a podcast for Mayo Clinic where we dig into the latest nutrition trends and research to help you understand what's health and what's hype. There's a lot of wild stuff out there, so we'll be keeping it science-based, research-informed, and practical. Mayo Clinic's On Nutrition, new episodes every other week, wherever you get your podcasts.